The story of Mert and Marge. Margie has been kidnapped by the Houston gang of black market operators. The mobsters have tied her up and imprisoned her in a storeroom over the Red Rooster, a cheap nightclub they operate. Meanwhile, Mert, frantic over Marge's disappearance, has sought the aid of Ray Hunt and Jack Arnold, the young assistant district attorney who is personally interested in Marge. Acting on a hunch, Jack has arranged a raid on the Red Rooster and is on his way there accompanied by Mert and Ray. In just a moment, our curtain will go up on today's action in the story of Mert and Marge. As our story opens, Jack Arnold's car is drawing up in front of the nightclub.
Well, exactly 5 minutes after three, come back here to this spot, Mike. Have the car door open, pick up this lady, Miss Spear, and perhaps another lady. Then as quickly as you can, drive them to Miss Spear's address. You know the number.
Yeah.
Hey, you better go around and park on the next street for the time being. And Mac, the safety of those girls is in your hands from the time they come out of this building. Here's a gun. I don't use it unless it's necessary.
Okay.
Can you remember everything, Mac?
Yes, Mr. Arnold.
All right.
Check your things here, sir.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Lady, want to take your wrap?
No, thanks. I'll leave it on.
How many, mister?
Three. Up at this end will do, waiter.
I have a better table up further, sir, if you'd care to have it.
No, thank you. This is all right. We're not going to stay very long.
Shall I take your order now, sir?
Yes. What would you like, Myrtle? I'm having some beer.
Oh, just a glass of ginger ale, Jack.
Beer for me, Jack.
You got that, waiter?
Yes, sir. Draw two, 1 week fare.
Oh, I'm so nervous. There's Bill Houston now. The table across the room. Getting up.
Oh, yes, and he sees me. So, Myrtle, you've got a job ahead of you that only a woman can handle.
No.
I've given you full instructions. We've cased the joint, and here's the way it's laid out. That door just beyond the cloakroom goes upstairs.
Uh-huh.
The powder room is at the end of the hall. There are three other doors on that floor leading into private offices of the gang. The door leading into Houston's private office is the one at the left next to the powder room.
Yeah.
There's a hidden stairway from Houston's office, and right off Houston's office and directly in back of the powder room is a storeroom. Now, if Margie's anywhere in this building, that would be the only logical place.
Sure.
Houston's coming this way. When he gets to the table, Myrtle, you leave.
Okay.
Well, hello, Arnold. What brings you to this juke joint?
Oh, just making the rounds. Meet a couple of friends. Bill Houston.
How do you do?
How do you?
Didn't catch your names.
I didn't throw them, Bill. This is Ray Hunt and Miss Smith.
How do you do?
Have a drink, Bill?
Thanks, I will.
Will you gentlemen excuse me?
Sure.
I'm going to go up to the ladies' room and powder my nose. Oh, don't stand out for me. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, how's business, Houston?
Oh, just so-so. Got to take out the orchestra. Let a couple of...
Evening, Miss.
Oh.
You want a towel?
Oh, mate. Have you got...
What's wrong, lady?
Oh.
You sick?
I've got a terrible pain under my heart.
Oh, gas, honey. You got indigestion. You want to get a doctor?
Well, no, I have this often. Bicarbonate of soda or something like that generally helps.
Just a minute, lady. I went downstairs to the kitchen and get some.
Okay. Now, what do? Oh, yes, first take off my slipper. Now. Margie, can you hear me? Margie, it's Myrtle.
He is, miss. Get to pick y'all up.
Oh, thanks. Wait till I get my slipper on.
Your foot hurt you?
Oh, yeah, too much dancing, I guess. Got a blister in my heel.
Oh, you all sure is in bad shape, miss. I'll put some water in this glass.
Thanks. Oh, it tastes awful.
I know.
I'll be all right now. Feel better than I did already.
Maybe something you ate.
Oh, I'll be all right now. Here, thanks.
Oh, thank you, miss. Well, take care of yourself, honey.
How'd it go, Myrtle?
Where's Houston?
Last table at the end of the room.
three of his boys are with him.
Listen, yeah. I'm sure she's in that storeroom. I did as you told me, Jack. Tapped on the wall with the heel of my shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard what sounded like a chair scraping on the floor.
You did?
I pounded again, called her. Then I heard a sound like someone falling or something being tipped over. Oh, I know she's in there.
Well, drink up, Myrtle. We've ordered another round.
Okay.
Ray, you and Myrtle better dance. We've got a few more minutes.
All right. Come on, dear.
Well, people dance very good, Ray. I'm pretty wobbly.
You know, Myrtle, this is the first time I've ever danced with you, baby. Really the first time I've ever held you in my arms. Sorry it's in a joint like this.
Oh, hold me tight, Ray. Don't mind if I get out of step. Why is it, Ray, that kid affects me so? Just as if she belonged to me. You were a part of me. For years, I've never loved anybody till you came along.
After 10 years.
Well, it seems you can look at people for years and years, and all at once you really see them. Just like you said you saw me, Ray.
You're the only one I can ever see, darling.
But Margie's something I can't explain, dear. Why, she's my little Marguerite. Same.
I don't understand, baby.
Oh, hold me closer. Closer than that. So no one can see me bawling like a fool. Oh, the mascara's running in my eyes.
Oh, baby, Jack's giving up the sign. Let's go back to the table.
Yeah. It's almost time. Houston's watching us. All right, let's go. Oh, waiter.
Yes,
check,
sir?
Check, please.
Oh, here you are, sir.
Come on, boys. I gotta go home. It's getting late.
Oh, all right. Myrtle, as soon as Ray and I get our coats, you do as I told you. You go back upstairs to the ladies' room and stay there until further orders.
Right.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, miss, our hats and coats, please. And this is for you, cutie.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, excuse me for just a minute, boys. I left one of my gloves up in the ladies' room. I'll be right down.
All right. We'll wait right here, Miss Smith.
Ray, as soon as I give the sign, you come upstairs with me.
Okay, Jack.
Oh, lady.
Mr. Arnold?
Slip around the back and ask Callahan if anyone's gone out. Tell him to stop anybody who tries.
Okay.
I just want to play it safe, Ray. We'll know in a minute if anything's happened. We've got a little time before the squad cars get here.
Will Myrtle be all right upstairs?
Sure. Everything has to go off on a schedule. Otherwise, we might clear the whole thing.
I hope Margie's all right.
She'll be all right. Don't worry. Oh, here comes Eddie back.
Say, Callahan said that the squad are in a wake. Nobody's going in or out.
Fine. Now you wait for my signal.
I'm with you.
We've got just 45 seconds. Boys are all set. Here we go.
Quiet! This is a police raid. Stay where you are and no one will get hurt.
Now, Houston, come along quietly. The chief wants to talk to you and the other boys. Come on, we've got you all covered, so don't try anything.
Anything you say, bub.
Oh, being cooperative, huh? That's bad. I'd like to... Careful there, boys. Frisco's guys. Five guys and seven cats. Very interesting.
There's the chief, Eddie, right on time. Tell him I said to wait for me, will you? I have something else to do. Come on, Ray, upstairs.
Right.
All right, open up, Ted. This is Arnold of the DA's office. I want to talk to you. Houston and the other boys are going into a little huddle with the chief over at police headquarters, and we don't want you to miss it. Come on, we know you're in there. Come on, we've counted ugly noses, and they're all there but yours. Well, it's about time. Hold it, Ted. This is a gun, so don't make any fast passes.
Okay, Mr. Arnold. I'll be glad to come along. I ain't done anything you can prove.
We'll see about that. Take him down to join his pals, Walt. I'll be along in a minute.
All right, don't push me.
Now, this is our job, Ray. Here, this door leads to the storeroom. Locked, huh? Well, let's go to work.
Okay.
I don't see
her. There she is.
Huh?
Oh, the poor little kid. Myrtle was right. She's tied to the chair and it's fallen over.
Oh.
Take the gag out of her mouth, Ray, while I untie her.
Oh,
just a minute, baby. Just a minute. Take
oh,
it easy.
Mr. Arnold, I...
Ray, get Myrtle quickly.
Oh, it was right. Terrible. It was terrible. Oh, they
no,
tried
no,
to...
no, baby. Oh,
I'm
they
so
hurt
glad you come. I knew you'd come, Mr. Arnold. Oh, Margie. Ray, you pick her up and carry her.
Oh, I'm all right, baby. Like
a look at all the barrels and sacks, Jack.
That's the stuff the chief wants to get.
Yeah, and there'll be a squad car here in a minute. I've got to get out. Now, you go down to the back stairs.
Oh, but you told Mac to wait out in front.
Oh, yes, poor Mac. Well, come on, girls. I'll take you home and go to headquarters later.
Mr. Arnold, I forgot to return Mr. Houston's overcoat.
Margie saved, thanks to the quick action of Ray Hunt and Jack Arnold. But we haven't heard the last of the Houston gang. Jimmy Minter is still in the hospital, and he won't be out of danger until he manages to get away from Tom. Neither will the girls. So it looks as though there'll be plenty of excitement in the next chapter of our story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.